tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzz TV friends, and thanks for checking out our after show. We're here to discuss the season finale of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 6, Episode 14, Judgment Day. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and with me to break it all down tonight, next to me.
Hi, Megan Stecker again, everybody. Hello.
Hello, this is Fern Ronay.
We are reunited to discuss the finale, which started off kind of slow for me, but it picked up and was classic Jersey style to me in the end. I was actually quite impressed with this episode. Pretty happy with it overall. I thought it was well produced in a season that probably was a little sloppy, we can say. What were your impressions of the episode initially?
Oh, God, it wasn't the classic episode where you get to see at the end kind of like everything resolve, and then usually they'll do the type at the end about
right,
what's happened in the next few seasons.
Yeah,
watching it a second time tonight when we were all viewing it together, I thought, okay, they did kind of try to wrap everything up verbally with everybody at the end before we went into all of everyone's reaction to Teresa's sentencing. So not your classic season finale, but...
Right, it was definitely not your classic Jersey season finale. There was no hair pulling, fighting. We got that earlier in the season, but nobody got beat up, screamed at, spit on. It wasn't Jersey. We could talk about this later, but I was impressed with Teresa that she didn't go nuts. I think part of it.
Shocked.
See, I kind of thought it was a little classic Jersey-esque for me in a way that they just had this, like, party that wasn't really a big party. It was kind of like, you know, like, not like when you think of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you know, like even like how usually they wrap up Orange County Housewives at Vicky's house. It's always some really beautiful nighttime party. This was very like, it reminded me of how it opened when they had that fall harvest party at the Marchese's house. To me, it was like kind of brought things full circle. I didn't hate this episode. I don't hate any of them, but I liked it overall.
I didn't hate it.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about really the Project Ladybug party before we get into, of course, everything with Teresa, which we have discussed, and we all know was truth and what happened and all this. But I want to talk about this crazy lady, Abby, who has this house.
We all said, like, but her hair, she lives in this beautiful home, and her hair was... I hate to say this, but it was disgusting.
Oh,
you live in this beautiful home, and you have stringy, disgusting, dead-end blonde hair. I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a wonderful person. Fix your hair. Stop buying furniture and vases and things.
You're on television.
I think we're so used to seeing the Bravo makeup team makeover on everybody, so when someone doesn't have it, they really stick out like a sore thumb.
Exactly.
But she does live on a farm. They kept showing that farm sign at the front of her home.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she'd been like out riding horses and just breezed riding her horses.
I don't know. I mean, if I had an opportunity to appear on a popular reality show, I probably would have looked a little better.
I'm going to say I would have booked a professional that day.
I would have booked Melissa Gorgon's makeup and hair.
Me too.
Don't mean to be rude. All right. Now that we've attacked this innocent woman.
Who's at a charity event at her house.
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes. Now that we've given everything, let's talk about the dogs. I'm kidding. All right. They were nice
as
well.
They were horses.
Yeah. Teresa, excuse me. My notes are spelled the same way. I haven't tripped on this all season until now. But Teresa is going on about how both... I'm going to say it's the street base. How both Victoria and Teresa acted like two pigs together talking about the rumor. And to me, this whole episode, this Teresa chick, she just kept commenting on Teresa, the clink clink and how the empire falls. And it's like, chick, if this rumor is not true, Why are you so angry?
That's the thing. Right. She wouldn't give it up. And talking about me and my family and with the hair and just, she was so worked up and said so many nasty things. It was like, it wasn't that serious. It wasn't said to anyone publicly. It was said to Dina behind doors.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess she's really mad that for the fact that just saying it on camera like that gets it out to the whole world. Mm-hmm. But, like,
she was nasty this episode.
So nasty.
I think maybe she wanted to have a storyline. You know, it's getting to the end. Maybe mm-hmm. she wanted to just
get in there. She had to get up in the there.
Exactly. But she said nasty things when she said, "You tried to destroy my family, and now look what's happening to your family." Clink, clink. Teresa could say back to her, "Your father was in her father was in jail, Sal."
There you go.
The blowhart. She could say, "Your father was in jail. Is that why he's a blowhart? He has all his wisdom. He learned it in prison when he spent 6 months there." It's like reverse karma. She should have empathy for them, not clink, clink. What a day.
That was awful.
Nasty.
Yeah. She got torn apart on Twitter for that.
That wasn't even a good read. That was just nasty.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you've got people, a family splitting apart. It's not like you're making fun of someone's car or, you know, the way they look.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's really like a low cut. Right.
Over a rumor that, like you said, isn't even, I mean, it's not true. And poor Santa's going through the whole season. This is being talked about. She has no idea.
Do you think she has a clue?
Well, now she does. Yeah. And she's like, wants to sue this one, that one. But like, poor Santa.
She was all smiles.
She looks great. She looks great.
So basically, we covered Teresa. Nicole, she doesn't seem too angry about this. I mean, she's there, but she's more like almost like the parrot on Teresa's shoulder this episode.
Yeah, Teresa's definitely the strong twin, the nastier twin, because she said to her, "Be quiet."
Oh, yeah, she's like, "You need to shush." And it's like, well, you're freaking out at Teresa. Can your sister not be mad, too?
Right.
It's kind of like she wanted to be like, this is my moment to shine.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I did not enjoy Teresa at all in this episode.
Me neither.
So the Ladybug event was held at this house again, and I just don't understand why it was held at a house and not a real venue, if it's supposed to be like this big event and supposed to raise so much money and they're inviting all these people. They had 200 people in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Well, they can't go to the brownstone anymore, can they?
Those doors are closed.
Anyway.
And then somebody named the twins the MCs of the fashion show.
That
Can
was
we talk
awkward.
About their dresses? I didn't get to see Melissa's as well, but you said it, she always looks great. Yeah. It was open back, I
there
think,
There was
right?
a really quick clip of her and Joe and their daughter walking in the door, and she had this gorgeous slit up the leg. And then the back, there was a quick shot where you could see her back was all this gorgeous, really low-cut square shape. So it was very plain black, but the back was a little sexy, and she had the slit up the leg. So I know, unfortunately, Melissa wasn't even barely in this season at all, we were saying earlier.
She basically collected a paycheck.
Yeah, you know. And did nothing.
Good,
yeah.
It's good to be Melissa Gorga. <I know.
laughs> Well, on that note, the MVP of the season, it's to me, in my opinion, it's split between Jim and Victoria. And Victoria barely had to show up.
she had
didn't even
minutes.
Get paid, but she's the MVP to me because without those two, there'd be very little to talk about. They've stretched this rumor that Victoria mentioned like 6 episodes ago at this point at least.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's still in the forefront and it looks like it's going to be dragged out even longer in 3 parts of a reunion.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think, unfortunately, it's, you know, the result of a very overly produced, overly edited season. So, you know, that's what I think that they were left after chopping everything up so much and trying to force everyone to say this or do that. That's what they were left with. So, I know, I feel as a viewer very sad with this season.
I feel very gypped because they left out Atlantic City, I keep saying.
Yes,
you're watching
yes.
the scenes, Atlantic City scenes.
I want to see it. I feel very gypped. And then they just rushed the finale on us, it feels like.
I agree, I never saw this coming, did you?
Never. No, I was shocked.
It came to a screeching halt. It's like, okay, I guess they really just couldn't find anything else to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem, what they could have done this season is what they did in the finale. Have more of these events that get all these couples and people in the same
together,
room.
Yeah.
We really didn't have that. There was the Fall Harvest Party. Then there was the trip that Teresa couldn't go on. And that was the trip of the whole season. And then the ending party. I mean, there's so many other things they could have along the way. And that tasting that Teresa had doesn't even count.
No.
And they didn't need Jacqueline and Kathy to come back. They're just fillers.
They really were. They really were.
Here's what stuck out to me was after viewing the episode was the only reason they kept throwing those two in was so that we could watch the reaction footage from the end of the episode where everyone was, you know, hearing about Joe and Teresa's sentences like live and in the moment that day. I feel like that's the only reason they throw those two in was because they thought that those two would have a strong reaction to seeing Teresa get sentenced.
So let me ask you, you didn't enjoy the appearance by Joe Jonas?
No, I did.
Was it Kevin Jonas?
Kevin, you're right.
I don't know which one. I only know one of them. The one who was in his underwear a few weeks ago. I don't know whoever that one was. I don't know who they are.
I think that's Kevin.
Okay, I don't know who they are. But yeah, no, I mean, that was really like so tacky that they brought that in. That was just out of nowhere and of random nowhere. And just poor, but whatever.
That confused a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
And so what am I talking about here? The Gorgas are breaking ground on that house.
Good for them, finally.
We didn't see their reaction, did we? They didn't have their reaction.
I bet you they said, we can't have cameras here. It's too personal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, breaking ground on that house.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I wonder what the status of it is now. If you look it up, there's a lot of articles about how they can't afford to complete it and that it's going into foreclosure and all that stuff. But, like, none of it is true because they had some segment on the Watch What Happens Live YouTube channel where they Googled themselves and they were, like laughing at all those stories. So, apparently, everything is going well.
I've got to get more into that YouTube channel.
Yeah, it seems to have a lot of juice.
Yeah, I know it's interesting. Yeah, it's like a little extras. You know, sometimes you get a little bit more insight into things. It's not really breaking any news, but, you know, it'll give you a little more insight.
But I always wondered if Joe really made that much money because he doesn't seem – I mean, he seems smarter than Joe Giudice. But I don't know. It seems like he's in construction. He probably gets, you know, those construction loans, which are a lot cheaper, and builds these houses and then tries to sell them. Like, do they really make that much money? I'm curious. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to know what Joe Giudice does, like, for money. They have these bills to pay. Like, they have big restitution amounts. And, I mean, they have to pay certain things on their separate accounts, like you mentioned last week, Fern. So it's like someone has to work.
Right.
I don't know. And who's going to hire him?
Not going to be.
Well, that's why Teresa was working, because Joe hasn't made money in a long time. That's why he got those fake loans. Anyway.
Yeah. Maybe she'll get residual income from her cookbooks while in jail.
I don't know.
Maybe she'll be tweeting from jail. Find my cookbook.
Again. I don't know. I think she's really in for it. I really do. I don't think she's going to be put away at, like, Camp Cupcake or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I read that that's where she's going.
Really?
I don't know that it was a reliable source. Okay. But it was, like, exclusive, confirmed. Teresa is going to Camp Cupcake.
Well, she's going to federal prison, which isn't, like, state prison where, you know, you're, like, in the general population.
She's definitely going to white collar prison.
Yeah.
Well, they mentioned an article I read on E! Online recently that, actually today, that she was going to the prison that they, like, made, like, from Orange is the New Black based off of. So if you have any insight into that, it's Danbury, I believe. Something like that in Connecticut, maybe. Am I lying? I'm not sure. But it's one of those. It's based off that. So it's supposed to be like very minimum security. But if you watch Orange is the New Black, that's not Camp Cupcake.
No.
Right.
So if she's going to that where she doesn't have a shower stall door and flip-flops and stuff, good luck.
Yeah. Even Camp Cupcake, I wouldn't want to be away from my family or my kids or my...
Yeah. No way. Yeah. I feel like she probably will go to Camp Cupcake, though. I love how you're saying this. But I think she will. I think she'll be all right with that. who knows? We'll find out. Teresa, here we go again. Teresa, Nicole, Bobby, and the parents are on their way. And the father has some sage words after Teresa's done. She, like, will not pray for Teresa anymore.
Which, like, Santa is shocked at. You don't just stop praying for someone.
It's just so petty. What did the father say? He gave such type of advice.
I actually liked it. He said, I don't like a lot of what he says. He's a blowhard. But he said, anger is disappointed love. And then Teresa took it like, that's why Teresa's so angry. But you're the one who's angry right now. You're the disappointed one.
She just, I mean, on that car ride, too, she was so wound up.
Yeah.
God, so
and no
nasty.
Self-awareness. Like, yes, Teresa's the angry one.
Exactly.
Well, Teresa herself was angry, but she was angry at what's going to happen to her. I don't think that has anything to do with love.
Right. Mm-mm. Right. And Teresa, going back to the ladybug event, did you think she was going to go nuts?
Yes.
And she didn't.
I did not. I think at this point, we've been so abused this season with so little climaxes. I'm like, oh, it's not going to happen.
Just
don't get excited.
I mean, to call Teresa stupid to her face. And the girls were, like, freaking out. They would, with the hands and the face, like,
they wanted to hurt her.
You're not that stupid. Tell me, give me a minute. Yeah. I was like, oh, here it goes. It's going down.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was going to get physical. I thought Teresa was going to go back to her old, let me tell you something, girls.
Yeah.
And get nasty the way she does at reunions.
Yeah. Well, the twins were, like, doing the hand thing.
In the face.
Yeah, in the face, like they did with Amber. Cool. And you know how that ended. Yeah. So I was like, this doesn't look good. But I feel like Teresa is so beat up and so tired and so exhausted at that point, even though it was before the sentencing. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, filled with stress, and she just didn't have any fight left in her.
Well, she was probably smart to play it for the cameras, like, girls, they don't want any trouble, and gave her the fake hug and squashed it.
Yeah.
So the producers didn't get their big knockdown, drag out fight that I'm sure they were planning on at this event.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Teresa, she said that she didn't want the story to get twisted. So that's why she told Dina what Victoria Gotti told her. That makes sense to me. And I'm surprised for the first time that Teresa, her mentality matched what I was thinking. I can understand where she's coming from with that. Did you think? What do you think?
I don't necessarily think that was the truth, but I thought it sounded like a very smart comment coming out of her mouth. So
it sounded reasonable. That if it comes from anyone else, this is the true story. So I can trust Dina to get it right and tell them.
Right.
And
right.
then she also inserted that Reno was the one that told Victoria. But do we know this is true? Is this true? Or is she just defending her friend?
Well, I thought it was sneaky that we never saw Reno defending himself, saying whether or not he did or didn't say that.
Yeah.
So,
I
don't know.
He probably definitely said it.
And I mean,
Victoria
obviously
passed the lie detector test. The lie detector didn't ask, did Reno sleep with Santa? It was, did he say that? Yes, he said it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he was joking. And it's not even true.
I don't think it was right of her to pass that on camera.
No
and
way.
I also don't think it's right of her to assert that as if it were true when he's obviously kidding.
Exactly.
Because
so,
it started all of this.
Yeah, I mean, they probably sat him down and was like, talk about the rumor. He's like, oh, it was a joke. And there goes the whole season.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
so
probably
it's like you
why,
can't,
that's
you
probably
can't
why
that.
He never spoke about it on camera, is what I'm assuming.
Yeah. So, I mean,
because I thought he was very gracious in talking to Amber at the Lady Bug party, saying,
such
like,
a gentleman.
I just want you to know, no big deal, kiss, kiss. And the one thing he did say was just like, I just don't agree with how Jim talks to people.
Right.
And that was it. And he was
Jim.
So sweet in talking to her.
Right. He was really a gentleman.
Yeah. No, it was a good moment between the two of them. They kind of made nice.
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately what Amber wants, even though she's not as tight with the twins as she was. We never really saw her friends with the twins for too long.
It seems like they came on the show as friends and then,
like, two episodes in, like, it was over, so we never really saw, like, them go shopping or chat or have any type of personal relationship.
Right.
Which is, I think, what was one of my why I felt gypped in the season. We never saw any sort of basis friendship for everyone to start fighting over.
Right, that's true.
So,
it seemed like Bobby and Jim were such good friends, but we'd never really seen.
Yeah, and Jim had said that when he called in for the interview we did with him, and I was like, that makes perfect sense.
That they weren't.
Yeah, that they, you know, didn't show anything that they had taped for months, so.
Yeah. Do we think that Teresa, can we all say we kind of agree that Teresa was ridiculous the way that she went after Teresa?
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
At the event.
Was she wasn't justified to be that upset and that angry. I mean, she keeps bringing it back to, like, you're talking about my mother, you're talking about my mother, and they cut to the mother, and she's drinking a glass of wine with a smile on her face.
Yeah, and I mean, and she waited for the charity event rather than trying to call Teresa.
Right.
And she just stewed over it for how long?
Mm-hmm. And Dina threatened to end friendships over this, which was like, oh, please. Like, nothing's going to happen.
What did Dina do this season?
Ugh, nothing. Her and Melissa. Girls, we love you. Come on, somebody, do something.
Oh. I said it from the first week on this podcast. Dina will be a disappointment. She's not going to do anything.
Darn it, Grant.
She didn't do anything to begin with. Never mind coming back. And it was like this huge thing. Like, oh, she's coming back. I'm like, all right, let's see her do something. Like, let's see it. And
you know I love my Dina. Dina!
I love Dina too, but she brought nothing.
And you know
she
what
threw,
I saw her?
She threw those two out of the vacation home that she that was Melissa's friends. So.
That was it. That was Dina's big episode.
Yeah.
Dina! Well, two weeks ago, I saw her retweet. Someone wrote, you guys need to kick off Dina and bring What is Danielle? Danielle back. Why? I was at a loss for, Danielle. I wanted to say Diana. What is wrong with me? So, and she retweeted those words, or put them in quotes, and wrote, "That would be fine with me," with an exclamation point. So she is like, I'm sure, doesn't even care that she ever came back this season, doesn't want to come back next season. Dana, no, I
loved
you.
What was her point of coming back, even?
She probably needed a paycheck for the divorce.
Yeah.
That's
my only guess. That is my only guess, because she doesn't seem into this at all. She wanted no part of being in any of the drama. She just showed up on camera and got her paycheck.
And she mentioned, even for when she was on season one, and currently when it was like the press of like her coming back, she didn't want any of her personal life on the show. And like Andy will say, like, this is about your life. Like, this is like, we're following you.
Show.
And so it's like, she just, forget it. She's not a fit for a reality show then. If you're going to be a private person, you know, none of the Kardashians say, oh, I'm a private person, you know? I mean, we're all in their home.
Well, Kim started that, and now I just can't barely watch the show. So anyway.
Yeah, well, let's not even go there. Let's not. So anyway, what do we think of the fashion show that they had? I could have missed it.
The guys are cute. We only saw the two little girls, I feel like, is all we saw of the fashion show.
So you weren't impressed by the sun walking down in Ladybug slippers?
Oh, that was kind of cute. I kind of forgot about it until you just mentioned it. But the two little girls with their little routine, their choreographed thing, that was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could have missed. I could have had
a V8. Teresa and Reno's son with his blank face, like he could rather die than be there all the time.
I know.
Every time he's on camera, it's like...
I know. Well, what's
for everyone listening, I'm making a blank face.
Is he ever going to take over that restaurant? What happened to the restaurant they were building in the strip mall? Is he following in his father's footsteps?
Yeah, what happened to all that nonsense we had to go through in the beginning of the season?
And we have none of Nicole's sons, her ex-husband. What's the, like, dirt there?
Yeah, they're not part of the show, unfortunately.
She probably couldn't show the sons. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, they've got these two twins who are in these scandalous gowns with these young chicks, these young girls and young boys coming out in, like, pajamas and this and that.
It's a children's charity, and they're wearing nothing. They look like they were at the Playboy Awards or something.
Yes, completely. They could have been at the porn awards, accepting that they're cut out. Nicole always has a piece cut out, and they have great bodies.
They do.
Clean lines would make you look wonderful. No need for cutouts and the boobs.
Right, like Melissa. Take a page from Melissa's.
She's got
fashion.
The best style.
Well, I tell you what, Melissa. She's got the best fashion on the show, even though...
Probably the best body.
Yes. And, Teresa looks great, but it's taken her a long time to get there. And Melissa's just got that fashion younger edge. Ugh, I die.
Let's talk about some fashion with those flashbacks to the original Magic Ladybug event.
I was dying over everyone's outfit. I know it was a theme party, like a disco or something theme. I can't really remember. But everyone looked ridiculous.
Yeah, they all looked pretty bad.
They looked, like, heavier, terrible hair and makeup. What were they wearing? Ugh.
It was definitely, like, early to mid-2000s.
I was so nostalgic for those days.
They looked awful. With Carolyn's short hair, and she was, like... Yeah.
When they were all, like, really friends and got in real fights. Ugh, I miss those days.
Yeah.
I know.
Those were the days.
I know, and Danielle running around is the crazy one.
Well, at least Amber showed up this season. At least she was the great new addition.
Right. So, of course, we're not at the end of this, and, you know, we could, the whole season itself, and, of course, different game players and it can arise during these reunions made of three parts and then two parts of lost footage, so we're not going anywhere here covering the show. But, you know, so let's look at the season in a whole, and let's think, like, about who we think we'd like to see again and who should probably hang it up.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, I think that Teresa's not going to be available next season or probably ever again.
She's a little busy.
Here's the thing. Even if she, like, her sentence wrapped up perfectly in time to take the next season or in two seasons or whatever, I think she's not going to do it because she's going to have to be home all the time with the kids. And once Joe gets out of jail, they're all moving to Italy because he's getting deported, is my take on it.
Damn.
So let's take Teresa out of the mix. The twins that could care less about, sorry, girls, wah, wah, you didn't do a good job for me this year. I think Amber and Melissa. See, Melissa, they let her be quiet this season, but we've seen tons from her. Like, we know she's a dynamic girl. She can get into it with the fighting. She always plays the victim, but she can really be devious. Like, start the little rumor and pretend she didn't do anything wrong, and then, like, I'm the victim. So I love that about her. And Amber is always willing to, like, start a fight right away, like pick. Mm-hmm. So I think we need the two of them to be our two dynamic characters going into the next season.
And they have history.
Yes. Right. I don't know who else to fill in on this cast because those two really know each other, and that's a good jumping off point because obviously they have a little problem in the past of not admitting the whole breast cancer thing. Melissa pretends she never knew. Amber doesn't buy it. That's a good jumping off point. I don't know who else to fill in on this cast, honestly.
I think those two are perfect. They're the two most compelling. I totally agree. I think the twins might come back for comic relief, maybe. I don't mind them. I actually enjoy them. But I definitely think, right, Teresa gone, Dina gone.
Yeah.
And if Melissa and Amber could, you know, you could picture them fighting over something, like Amber's husband has the mortgage company and he and Joe's Gorga's in construction. Maybe there'll be something property related. But then I think they might also bring Danielle back because isn't she blogging for Bravo? Yeah, so it could be two against one.
She's expressed interest. She's inserting herself in the mix. I know Andy wants to bring her back, but, you know.
And Bethany's going back to Real Housewives of New York, so it could happen.
Great point. It's time to bring the old girls.
And I can picture Melissa and Amber ganging up. I can picture that. You know, they're both compelling. They
I'm sure Danielle would be trying to dig up dirt on everyone and starting these horrible, horrible things.
Well, with Teresa being away, I think that we're gonna have Melissa and Amber, of course, like we said, and we're gonna have to look at those twins again because I think that they're just going to have too many people to replace, heads to replace. So you've got four, and then maybe throw in another one. So Dina's out, and you know I think that they should maybe knock on Victoria Gotti's door.
Oh, she could use the money, right?
Well, not only that, they have that feud with those two twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Amber was tied to her with that when that rumor came up originally. So she's a friend of Teresa. She can kind of fill that Teresa's space while she's gone.
What if Lauren Manzo came on? She'll be a married lady by then.
I hope she'll be a housewife.
It's funny.
I love that idea.
They asked that on Watch What Happens Live.
Did they? I missed that. Okay.
It was, I think it was on when there was on the YouTube channel. There you go again. There was a segment where Caroline switched the tables and asked questions to Andy.
Okay.
And they mentioned it. And Caroline said, well, if my daughter's going on that show, I need to be there too. I'll come back because I'm not going to send her in with all those women. So
send her into the lion. Dead, right?
There's your two ladies, and then you have a new dynamic. You have a mother-daughter housewife pairing.
That could work. Love that. Andy, hello. Andy, we're desperate. We want to love the show again.
I just don't really care for Lauren.
Really?
She can be a little bland, but
I just think that she has very little self-esteem.
Well, with Caroline by her side, she's not afraid to speak up for herself.
Yes.
Which she's constantly having to defend herself. So that might be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like she was always so, like, downtrodden about everything. I was like,
well,
she was,
looks
like,
good now. And she'll be, like, the happy little housewife. Maybe they could somehow work her in. Mm.
You could picture her being jealous of Amber and Melissa. I think it'd work. Mm.
So when the news broke that Teresa and Joe were going away, whose reaction caught your eye the most?
For me, Jacqueline, but I was just like, God, Jacqueline, give it up.
She sent that whole text and Teresa didn't even read it.
I loved how Jacqueline was like, I didn't text her last night and she must have been so scared. Like, Teresa's counting on you to, like, text her and lift her spirit. She doesn't even consider you a friend.
They're not friends. They haven't been friends now for a long time. Right.
She thinks she's a little more important than she is.
Yeah.
I know. What are we missing? Jacqueline, get over it.
Mm. Yeah. And then Kathy. I love how you guys are like, Kathy's like, yes.
Oh, well.
I didn't say that, but
Grant and I think are under the assumption that Kathy's reaction was a little forced, maybe not so genuine.
Well, she kept the eyelashes on.
So I said, oh, look at that. There were no real tears. She was keeping those fake eyelashes on. And Grant's like, I know, I noticed. She had fake eyelashes on.
I don't know. I think that, you know, I'm sure she feels emotional for her cousin. But, I mean, those two are just not tight. Teresa said in that one-on-one, Kathy never even bothered to reach out to her. So, but I mean, in all fairness to Kathy, and I can't believe I'm defending her because I just don't enjoy her. But Teresa's given nothing to Kathy. Like, there's no, like, familial relationship. Right. Like, there's no real respect at all. I mean, so Kathy is like, yeah, shrug. Like, okay, sorry to hear it. But yeah, everyone's really worried about the kids.
Right.
The most passionate that I thought was Rosie.
Oh, yeah. because she's the most genuine of all of them, and she has nothing to, she has no airs, she has nothing to, so she had the most, true reaction.
And Kathy and Joe are very fond, or Kathy and Joe, Teresa and Joe are very fond of Rosie, so I think that she, obviously, there's nothing between them, and it was just genuinely upset for them. But Nicole, I like that Bobby, she didn't put on airs. She wasn't like,
Rosie's real. I love her.
And you know what was missing from the reactions was Teresa, the one who was always, you know what, talking.
So
she
think
she was like the one that's doing the clink clink stuff, and we didn't see her genuine reaction.
No.
I think that was probably on purpose. She probably was like, you know what, I don't want to sit around and fake that I feel bad for them, is what I think happened.
Right, maybe. Yeah. And maybe Nicole, they think of the twins as the same person. So we're like, we got Nicole, we don't need to.
Yeah, we get it.
And theirs was so fake. I didn't buy it. It was just so silly.
Yeah.
I was shocked that Amber didn't burst into tears when we saw Amber and Jim, honestly.
Yeah, she's another crier.
Well, Jim probably kind of told her, like, here's what probably could easily happen. I mean, he's been in this position before. He's seen what happens. So if anyone could, like, he probably prepared her because, you know, they are tight, I guess, her and Teresa. They have a mutual respect for one another. So, I mean, he knows probably how Amber can be, so, with crying. But, I mean, this season was just too short to me. So, that's where I stand.
We didn't talk about Amber and the Locks of Love. That was sweet.
I thought that was really sweet.
Okay, I'm not on the, you know, the Marchese fan at all.
Woo, me and Grant are.
They annoy me so much. And I said it last week that, you know, I just, in that moment, though, when last week with all the dramatics, I can get past that. I just felt for them last week with the photo shoot. And this week with the hair cutting, and seeing her mom. Sometimes when they bring the parents on, it makes me like the housewife better.
Yeah.
And seeing her mom there, it just, I felt for them again. And I thought, it had to be hard to do that. And I give her so much. I give anyone who does that credit. Because if I cut my hair, I would feel like I had a limb chopped off. You have long hair, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a very sensitive thing for women. It's always very tied to emotions.
Completely.
Which is why you see, like, when women have a breakup, they'll cut their hair. So it's always,
very tied
to emotions. But, I mean, what did they say? Her hair was 30 inches long or something.
Right.
So she definitely had some hair to give. And she'd been growing it out for 5 years. So it was time to donate some of that. But it made it so real for me when her daughter started crying over it. She got hysterical, even though her mom's hair was still very long. It was like the picture of her mom being bald with cancer. She freaked out.
She did.
So that's what made it really real and not like Amber being so overdramatic.
Yeah.
And I really kind of felt, I finally like was in touch with everything she had been talking about.
Right.
Oh, and for anyone listening and not watching, Fern and I tonight are wearing pink in honor of Amber and Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yay!
Lovely, very nice. I had to miss the train because I was at work, and I don't think I have anything really pink to wear. I hate to say it. That's terrible.
That's all right.
I mean, by the time this came out, I was already in this outfit. So it's been a long day. So do we have any news and gossip? Let's go for it. Let's just see what it's out there.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Did we mention Gotti with the lie detector test? We did. We talked about that.
Yeah.
So that was my big news and gossip, that Victoria Gotti passed the lie detector test, affirming that she did, in fact, hear Reno say that he slept with Santa.
Well, Victoria's really wanting to get out there.
What would happen on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, so last night the twins were on, and they were on with Tamar Braxton. And if you know Tamar, that girl is full of personality. And she was so marginalized last night because the twins were just on fire. So they were going off about Victoria Gotti saying that she's a liar, poo-poo you in your stupid lie detector test. You lied about having cancer. Your publicist is trying to bully our publicist and saying that you're going to spread more lies about us. And then they said, bye, Felicia, which put Tamar over the edge. She just thought they were the greatest thing ever. Also, Andy took a poll. Who's your favorite New Jersey housewife? The twins were lumped into one. And they did not win at all. Teresa won by a landslide. And poor Amber only got 6%. She was really the villain this year.
Which means she'll be back next year.
Bring it on, Amber. Bring it on.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we found out Joe's whole driver's license debacle. He was charged for that. But lucky for him, they're going to let that time be concurrently served with his federal time, so he's not going to do any extra time. But he was guilty, of course.
He got 18 months, right?
18.
But it means nothing if he's going to serve it while he's already in prison.
Right. So time served for the federal is good enough in their eyes.
Wow. Well, there you go.
They got lucky on one thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Let's predict. I have a few things left to say.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
So there's lost footage and then the pending reunion. So there's a lot to come, actually, considering we were at the finale.
Out of nowhere. Okay. Honestly, I don't know what to say. I don't know what we're going to see in the cutting room floor footage. I'm hoping it's better than everything we've seen all season, and we're going to be like, hey, bravo, what happened? Why did you screw that up? This was great. It looks like we saw a little bit of maybe Teresa and Kathy going at a coffee shop or something. I may be misconstruing
who I saw. That.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
hopefully we'll see a few little cat fights, some funny stuff. I'm sure there's always the funny stuff where they were, like, drunk and fall down or say something hilarious. So hopefully these are really good cutting room floor episodes. I think the reunion, of course, will be like the old Jersey reunions. Everybody's going to bring out their claws and say the nasty stuff they wanted to say all along, even though they pretend everything's all good. I think, obviously, Teresa's still carrying she's still got an axe to grind with Teresa.
Well, I'm almost wondering if that axe is genuine, because she could easily be attaching herself to Teresa, who everybody is talking about right now, and then when you search for Teresa, then you see her name.
Just have a storyline. But I look forward to seeing the fight over the dictionary, because remember early in the season, Kathy bought Teresa dictionary, and then Teresa brings it back up, kind of like Danielle with the book.
No, that's what happened.
Yes,
oh my
god! She says, define blurb, because Kathy wants her to write a blurb for her dessert book.
Oh,
so yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Well, Kathy defended herself saying it was a gift, like a random gift exchange. I didn't bring that for her. But maybe that's how she wanted it to work out, and it did. And. Mm.
Right, who else would she give it to?
I think Teresa deserved it. Yeah. Kathy, she's so mean to Kathy. So.
Yeah.
And she does butcher the English language.
She can't speak English.
My predictions are with the reunion, which I'm kind of excited to see. We need to prepare for this reunion. I think that it's going to come up between Dina and Jacqueline's appearance. I think that's going to be where the real fireworks are. And I think we're going to get some more insight into Dina versus everybody else. And, see what this whole feud is, like the status of it is. I mean, I just find it crazy that none of these people have spoken. And the last time we left it, Jacqueline said that Dina never acknowledged her son.
Oh, really?
That was at the past reunion. I've been watching a lot of reunion footage.
That's like Melissa. Didn't Melissa say Teresa didn't acknowledge her son?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Danielle said.
Oh, Danielle got it.
Right.
Danielle said, did you even acknowledge your nephew?
Right.
What? And then that was what opened the whole door to where we are today.
I really want to know what Dina's beef is with the rest of the family. There's so many good theories out there.
She won't give it up.
Yeah. So we're all kind of in agreement that maybe they should bring back Danielle.
Keep Amber and Melissa.
Yeah, because it's hard to start off with all these new people.
You got to bring back the familiar
faces. If Caroline won't come back because she's on her own darn spinoff.
Yeah, well.
Caroline was the glue. I'm sorry. She was the glue.
Yeah, well, where can we find you guys online?
You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay and on Facebook at Fern Ronay.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
You can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. We appreciate all your comments on YouTube. We've had some great interactions, great views. So please keep it up. Please let us know what you think. Who should come back? Who should leave? And what's coming up on the rest of this season and the reunion included? Let us know.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.